Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on managing conflict. Part of management and leadership, of course, is learning how to manage conflict effectively. There are two types of conflict. One reflects differences in priorities, approaches, and ways of seeing things. We call this kind of conflict a natural conflict, since it simply reflects different roles, different styles, different ways of viewing the world or a particular problem. Helping people figure out how to navigate these kinds of conflicts will build trust. It will also ensure the best decisions get made through the natural give and take that reflects different people's views. The second type of conflict stems from breaches of trust. It's reflected through jealousy, resentment, and a refusal to work with other people. It's also a natural kind of conflict, but it sucks up people's time and distracts them from getting things done. To build high levels of trust and to manage people effectively, you need to establish clear ground rules for dealing with both types of conflict. Here's what I coach people to say, and this is from the standpoint of a leader or manager communicating the ground rules to employees. Conflict over points of view is expected. Until a decision is made, I expect there to be disagreements among you. You need to talk to each other directly and understand each other's point of view. It's important that you talk about your underlying assumptions and find out what data you agree on and where you disagree. Above all, don't ask someone to referee your conflict. Learn to work it out yourselves. Only ask for a referee after you've exhausted all efforts to figure this out on your own. I wind up by saying, once the decision is made, then the time for debate is over. We will all stand united behind the decision. For dealing with a second type of conflict, I coach leaders to use this ground rule. And again, I would coach them to say, you will experience disagreements of a personal nature. It is inevitable. You may find that you simply do not like another person. You may find you resent things they've done in the past. Although these types of conflict will occur, you can't let them affect your performance. If they do, you need to take responsibility for figuring out a way to stop that from happening. If you let it continue to affect your work, then this is not the organization for you. Real trust only comes after people have been through a few battles together. It's the leader's job to make sure good ground rules are in place. When the expectations and rules of engagement are clear, and they're fair, and they're consistently applied, then the battles can be fun, rather than debilitating.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.